There are shnei vlodis in such a case where it's not shui moyim, I give a chumra of shnei vlodis. Rashi says what chaymish ne did happen of chavzayin am an aleph, what chaymish ne vlodis, im ze zocher, if the one that gave birth now was a zocher, chashir maybe duv in a cave heve, maybe there was in a cave also a heve, who the shir that was in the shoya. Therefore, potential zocher in the cave. Well, the Rabbanu Rashi says, now the Yom of the day say, my pelech chayi v'yef, ain't a vlad, not a vlad anyway. Zchur maichum riko v'yeh b'hai vlad. Machrinu lo l'meima leka shum vlad. There's no vlad at all. V'yein lo dam, shet lo dam toy, v'yein l'chum adilei. Mishum shuya metamin alei shmurayim. As mishum the shuya, we give a chumra, the neighbor has a vlad. Therefore, he's told me for 2 weeks. But the give you may tire with that, we don't have, because we go l'chumra. That's called chaymer shnei vladis. Why? Because Shani Yerma read to say that Shem in the Muach Shafir shall show you. Does it have a right to be afraid that Shem in the Muach may be like melted down? Shafir, that means the Vlad, shall show you that was inside the Shulya. And in the Muach it also melted down, Shulya shall Shafir. That's the center of the Shafir also melted down. So it's not a co-ponim, you see that when the Shulya is tied around the Erev, we do say it comes from the Erev. So it's Yufta, so there's a Kashra of the Rebbe, it's a Yufta and Rebbe, that he said, Dov Hashem Shralta. So Rashi says, that this Shani Yomer, that Vlad Heve Yem Ashulya, the Nimuach Shvir Shashri, there was a Vlad there, and it had to melt it down. Then we say, Vishem and Nimuach Shliyosa Shashri means that this Kaloma, who Shliyosa Shazer, the placenta of this one Shlefanenu, Nimuach got melted down. The Zuren Shled is not from the one. Since it's not this Shulya is not tied on to this Vlad that came out now. So therefore we say even though there's a Vlad coming out now, maybe there was a different Shulya. Ketan means what we learn over here, that there's a man Shekshuri meant it's possible to have the Shulya tied around the Erev, and then we say it does come from it. And so that's a Kash from Rebbe, the Rebbe before said, to Dover Shayna Shirata. So Techlam Satyufta on Rebbe. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bashelo. Omar Rav Masna Mashmuel, that Maisa once happened, for Toluas Hashulya Bivlad Adasor Yomin, that even though first she gave birth, and then the placenta came out even 10 days later, we're not afraid to say maybe that placenta was like from another Vlad, there's another lady here, but rather we say even though first came out 10 days later, that placenta is from this first Vlad, there's nothing more than the first Vlad. Rather more says, Lo Yomru Tomin. When do we say with Tolun Ela B'Shulya Habu Achra Vlad? If first she gave birth, and then the placenta comes out later. So when the placenta comes out later, we say that placenta was first part of the first Vlad, not a new lady by itself. But Mashma, if the placenta would come out first, and then later there would be a Vlad, and Echnami then would say that first Shulya came because of a different Vlad. Now, Omer Rabba Baba Chona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my sins once happened, Fatolas Hashulya Bevlad, and the case where first the Vlad came out and then the Shulya, the placenta came out, Ad Chav Gimel Yom, even though it's 23 days later, still we say that placenta was part of this first Vlad, it's not a new Vlad by itself. Omalei Rabbi Yosef Gershu said, no, the Maisa was Ad Chav Dalet, Omatla, and you said the case was to 24 days later. Still we're told that that placenta was from this first Vlad. Omer Rav Acha, Burek Raviro, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Mice has once happened the case when Yishtoi have Vlad Akachaveroi Lamed Gimel Yom. In the case the first had a Vlad, and then later the placenta first came out 33 days later, a month later. And still we're told to say that that placenta was from this first Vlad, it's not a new Vlad by itself. Omalei Rav Yosef, when they said, no, Lamed Alba Matalon, that you told us it was 34 days. That's how long later, when the placenta comes out, still we start from this first Vlad. It's more so like this. Ho nicha, this is very good. Laman diem kontvendom, it says, Yoledes letisha, Yoledes lemukatoyim. The nisha that gives birth after 9 months, it could be partially, it doesn't have to be a complete 9 months, but in the middle of the 9th month, she could give birth. So then, Mishkakas, I can have a case like this. That echod nigmura tzuros l'seif shiva. One, the first one gave birth at the end of 7 complete months. And then the Yachar, the next one that came out 33 days later, was Nigmur Tzurosoi, the Tchilas Tisha, the second Vlad, that was Nigmur at the beginning of the 9th month. Therefore, since 33 days later, it's possible to say it's a new vlad. But El Laman Diyom, according to Man Diyom, it says no, that you're led as the teacher, somebody gives birth after 9 months. Any Yoledes L'Mekaterim does not give birth in the middle of the ninth month. It has to be 9 complete months. And so, Michael and Mema, how could you have it then that 33 days later, you could see it, you tell it's a new Vlad. How could it be a new Vlad, L'Churon, that how could it be one's a Zion and one's a test? It can't be Shakayama then, it can't be Michael and Mema. So, Mashua, we're only told in 33 days, and once a 34, once a 35 days, then we say it's called a new Vlad this year, it's not the old one. The question is, how could this be? Michael Meimah, the Gemara says, "Nachtam me'etoch shmat." It turns around the girsa and goes like this: Lamed gimel l'shuya. In the case where the placenta comes out, then if there's a vlad now and the placenta comes out, even though it's 33 days later, we'll say that shuya is still part of the first vlad. But chav gimel l'vlad means if they give birth now and the lady give birth to another baby 23 days later, still will say what? It's from the first birth, like. And this Chav Gimel Vlad means in the seventh month. That one baby was finished at the beginning of the seventh month, and the other one came out towards the end of the seventh month. Because during the seventh month, and everybody agrees, it could be born the Mukatoyim Tashlo the month. Omer Rav Avin Ba Rav Ada Omer Rav Menachem Ish Kfar Shorim. The Yamunel, some say, Beisharim, from the place Beisharim, that Maisa once happened the case, for Nishtoye Vlad, Echod Achachaveiru Gimachadoshim, that you give birth to one kid, and then the next kid came out, Mamas, 3 months later. For Rehen, Yoshna, Fanenu, both are alive. Bevesa Medrish, Omanin, who are these two brothers? Yehuda Vachiskiya, Bnei Rebchiya, the two sons of Rebchiya. The question is, I, Vamama, we said, Anisha Mesabreris, the cloud is once Shanisha is pregnant, she can't become pregnant a second time. So how is it possible to say with this Gimel or Chadosh, which gave birth later, 3 months later? Davin was like twins. So Davin was like it's gave birth once, then a second one, she can't become pregnant while she's pregnant already. So Mabaya buys the case like this. It's not two separate births, but rather Tipa Achas Hoysa. She came pregnant at one shot, there's one Tipa. Then it's Chalkulish term divided into two. And the case is like twins. Echad nigmar tzurasa b'tchila zayin. One's gone finished at the beginning of the seventh month. The echad b'sayf test. The other one got finished at the end of the ninth month. That's how you can have it. These two kids, two twins, they were born 3 months apart. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah that shuyiv abayis. In the case you have the placenta in the house, so abayis tomei. And again, we say there was a vlad in the placenta, and the vlad is mace. Therefore, there's two mace in the house. Tan Rabban, what about this? Shulia Babayis, and you have this placenta in the house. So Lachar is Habayis Tomei. The house Hakar is Tomei. The Chal is Loisha of Shulia Vlad. Not that the Pshat is that we say the Shulia is really a Vlad. Elo, Shein Shulia, Shein Vlad Imo. That Pshat is that when the Shulia came out, there was a Vlad inside it. Even though right now we don't see it, it was Nimuach now. But when it first came out, there was a Vlad inside it, and it was nice. Therefore, there is a Dintumas Mace in the house. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Shimon, they all say no metairin. They all know that the bias is tall. We don't say there was a mace there. And the pshat is because we say it was nimuach in the mother's stomach before it came out. So, Omer lo Rabbi Meir, said to Rabbi Meir, Iyat Moida, don't you agree, Shim Hoitziyu Yu Besefel, the Beis Achitzon? Let's say they took this placenta out of this first room where she had the miscarriage. In itself, let's say in a basket, and brought it into a second room. Shutor, then the second room, we say for sure, like it got melted down, the Vlad, it's not called the Vlad anymore, and therefore it's tore in the second room. Omer answer, Rameya said back, Avol, yes, I admit to you. If so, the yes, Rameya, Veloma, why? Lefi she'enu omru loy, that kishem shein. Like we say, the same way you admit to us in the second room, it already dissolved the Uber, the Vlad, so it's not called the Mace anymore. If so, Kach Ein of the Beis HaPnimi, we all the same thing in the first house, first room also. Even as soon as the mother had the miscarriage, the Shalia came out, we say already it was melted down before it came out, and there's no Vlad, there's no Mace there. So why do you only say in the second room and not in the first room? Omer Ezra may have said back to him like this. It's not like something melted down one time, melted down two times. In other words, in the first room where it came out there, it didn't melt down yet. Therefore we say when it came out with the vlad. But now when you move it around and bring it into the second room, that makes it melt away, and therefore we say in the second room there's no more vlad anymore. Therefore in the second room, talk it's strong. Or in the first room, before it dissolved, before it melted down, then we say there was a vlad, therefore there was a tumas mace. The other one says, Yosir Rapopo Achurei Derav Beivoi. Rapopo was sitting in the back of Rav Beivoi, came to Rav Hanuna, in front of Rav Hanuna. The Yosir, they're sitting in the corner, they said like this, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? They says, now Mishnah, that I show you, but the bias is not Tomei, why? So Mara thought to say like this, Sovar that called Tumah Shinasar of Bo, Neminachar Betela. Anytime you have Tumah, that something else was mixed with it, therefore becomes bottle. So here also, Lamaisa, we say this, the Vlad became melted down, and it got mixed up with the other dam there, and therefore becomes bottle. Rashi says, Minachar means Afilu, Min Tumah, it's another Min Tumah. And Maina Shovel, it's not the exact same Tumah, be bottle. On this Omulu Rapopo, Rapopo said back, Hainu Nami Tzamayat Rabbi Yudah. This is also the reason of Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, that they also say it's Tor. So where it says, Achikunai, they left at him, that Maishino, Pshita, like what should be the difference of Adah? Once that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon, Pshita, that's the reason of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosef also. That they will say the exact same Malacha. Omulu Rapopo said like this, no, Filo kihomilsa, something like this, Laina Insha, a person to say over clearly what the loch is and what the reason is. You should say what the reason is. Because, Vala Nishta come in, don't keep quiet. Become a Rebbe. Don't keep crying in front of your Rebbe, come your Rabbi. One Mishnah Shneva, the Apostle says, Im Nevalta bis Nase, Vim Zimu Siyad Lepeh. So Rashi says it means, Im Nevalta means Atzmuch al Divrei Torah, Sotok Lis Nase. If you're not embarrassed to ask questions, you keep on asking questions, that's the way to misnasi, you become great that way. V'yemzimus means if you keep quiet though, sefer losum yadapeh, you keep your hands into your mouth. Shtaytet, you won't know l'hoshev, l'shon won't know better, answer back to people that ask you. Therefore it's good to always speak out and ask questions and say clearly exactly what you mean to say. The other more says, v'yosto Hashem l'tam, Rav Shimon goes according to his own tam. Again, after the Shimon says here, that the bias is Tor, because since there's other things mixed up, the tumor becomes bottle. So if Shimon goes the time, the tiny would not like this. Mole tarvud rekav, the special halacha, if you have a spoonful of rekav, that's a mace that started to disintegrate already, it started to rot away. So the rotted part of the flesh is called rekav. So the mole tarvud spoonful, that's halacha, it has tumas mace on it. What happened? Shenofla toichei ofa kolshu, a drop of dirt, fell into this mixture, fell into this rekav of mace. So lochris tomei. Tanakama says, yes, it's still tomei, you still have the mole. Tarver, therefore it's tomei. Rav Shimon, Matav Shimon says, no, it's tor. So he says, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason of Rav Shimon, my time with Rav Shimon? Omer Rav, Ravi says, Askach tinu l'rav bonan d'rav, I met the bonan d'rav. The Yasvi, the sin in karma, they said like this. The pshat is that in one part where this offer fell, it fell like two particles of dirt, fell into like one particle of rekiv, of the piece of the flesh of the mace. And therefore, v'chosla, it's missing now the moly tarvud. That's Allah l'mashim. It seems that you have a moly tarvud spoonful of this rekiv, of this rotted away of the mace, that has a tumas mace. But here, that part of it, one speck of it, was bottle bride, therefore it's not here anymore, it's bottle. Samura says, maybe that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. Samura says, no, Adarav, let's say just the opposite way around. Yevshah shala yirba, shtei predois, rekov, al predo achas,